I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. The Vermont State House is strongly backing a bill to restrict the sale and public use of electronic cigarettes. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Backers of the bill argue that additional regulation is needed because although the e-cigarettes don't contain tobacco, they do deliver high levels of nicotine through a vaporized process. Burlington Representative Jill Kruinski says more high school students use e-cigarettes than tobacco-based cigarettes. According to the most recent youth behavior survey, 30% of high school students have tried e-cigarettes and 15% use them on a regular basis. This compares to 11% of the students who frequently smoke regular cigarettes. Kruinski says retailers who sell these electronic products will now have to put them behind the counter in their stores.
H-171 helps protect Vermont kids from a growing health threat, e-cigarettes. This legislation is not about preventing or banning adults from using e-cigarettes. What this legislation does is it makes it harder for youth to purchase e-cigarettes.
The legislation also places e-cigarettes under the scope of Vermont's Indoor Clean Air Act. This means they'll be banned in most public buildings, restaurants, hotels, and in cars when children are present.
By prohibiting the use of e-cigarettes where lit tobacco products are currently prohibited, H-171 will strengthen the social norm of not smoking. It will also protect youth and pregnant women from exposure, the most vulnerable people.
The legislation is scheduled to come up for final approval in the House on Wednesday. It will then go to the Senate for its consideration. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.